Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
NutriMedical Report, and we, of course, are going to cover a lot of things in hour number three with Deborah Tavares. I want to talk about health and wellness issues. We've made a lot of major breakthroughs recently in our anti-aging technologies. I recently had a request this morning for a gentleman who is very concerned regarding a specific problem for Alzheimer's disease. And, of course, I'm putting up protocols on virtually all of our protocols, and it's going to take a while to get them all done, about 400 now. Up on our Vimeo channel. If you want access to the protocols as they're updated, you can get a $9.95 membership and the computer will remember you per month, or $95 a year. All of the protocols are free. You can get access to them. If you request a starter protocol, there's no charge for it. And if you have purchased any product in the last year, you can even get a call back. Now you have to understand we want to use nutraceuticals because biological nutraceuticals, and here's the story about behind the drug companies. The drug companies find biological pathways and metabolic pathways. And what they do is take a natural molecule and add side groups to it to change what's called its bioavailability and its the persistence in the bloodstream. So if you take, say, for example, vitamin B1 or B6 and you add a modified group to it, you can make it last longer or have more avidity for a specific receptor. That's what drug companies do, or they block a specific metabolic pathway so that the molecules build up like a serotonin reuptake inhibitor, 5-HTP serotonin reuptake inhibitor. So you have to understand the modus behind drug companies is to interfere with metabolic processes or to amplify the avidity for a receptor by adding a side group. Natural molecules are also better because they don't have side effects. You want balance. For example, you need molybdenum for your ability to convert glutamate to GABA. If you're molybdenum deficient, you want to be taking our Minerals Plus along with Minerals Vitamineral Max. You want to be taking things like our Calm Mind and Brain Mag. The Calm Mind is going to provide you sun-theanine and L-theanine, GABA, and myo-inositol that restore the normal production of GABA. And you'll need the minerals with that, Minerals Plus, to contain the molybdenum in order for that metabolic reaction to convert glutamine to GABA to calm you down. Now, when we look at your heart, you have to understand it's not just for blood pressure. Blood pressure is an indirect measure of how much pressure your heart is pushing against blood vessels, because 2/3 plus of the flow of your blood away to the tissues is not your heart, it's your blood vessels that contract in the secondary wave. So when you look at health, you have to look at it much more systematically. And nutraceuticals are not an alternative. They're essential. In other words, they should be integrated with all care. And right now we have genetics testing, for example, since Watson Crick. And now the genetic testing we can do through Prometheus, the analysis of your 23andMe, which is only cost you $5. I can actually direct you, or even do it for you, to do a Prometheus analysis for $5 to do an analysis of all your gene SNPs. And or you get what's called pathway genomics testing. I can measure organic acids and metabolites, so I can take a child that has a birth defect and they don't know exactly why they have a certain syndrome and find out what metabolic imbalances are present in their body, minerals, amino acids. I can even make a custom amino acid formula with Genova Labs. So I go considerably farther than even your local naturopath, chiropractor, or so-called functional doctor just starting or in kindergarten in this. I've been doing this now for 40 years. So you have to understand, I'm one of the teachers in the academy, and most of my services are free. A consultation is, and I'm not a timekeeper, is $150 per half hour, and I usually charge an hour. But if it goes to 2 or 3 hours, for example, this weekend, one of our gentlemen, Richard, I charged him for a one-hour consultation for all the times I've been talking to him the last few weeks. But I gave him a metapathia scan because I've done so many for him. Free, no charge. And that 3 hours, it would have been $900 free. Just because he's a good customer and I want him to get his supplements. He's also going to start epigenetic frequency therapy, which I'm pioneering at, based on Linus Pauling's research and research by Dr. Nesterov at the Nonlinear Institute in Moscow, Dr. Fischer, a German scientist in Germany, and just talked to Dr. Truat. We had him on the program last week. And it might be worthwhile to get Truback on the program and see if we can get Truback on the program to talk about this. And maybe in the next segment I can do that. So I think I'm going to actually send over to our board op to get a hold of True to see if we can get him on for hour number two. Dr. Truat. And I think what people need to understand is I'm not just a broadcaster. I'm not just a researcher. We did our research on the forensic issue regarding Blasey Ford and Judge Kavanaugh, who's going to be soon probably confirmed justice in the Supreme Court. But we're also doing research on medical issues, geopolitical issues, and spiritual. And sometimes I'll have guests on that will say something I don't agree with, like I had my son on a week or so ago, and I don't agree with a lot of what he says. Some of you raises issues that are interesting to discuss. Anybody can raise any issue. You can call into the show and raise an issue as long as it's not an ad hominem attack. By all means, ask any question. There's no such thing as a poor question. In fact, every question you have actually comes not from your intellectual mind, it comes from your soul, because your soul is what seeks a worldview. It's your soul that looks at the beyond the linear and the nonlinear data that's coming to your brain to see a worldview, to see the position of where you are in position to your physical world and your spiritual world, which we have multiple layers that makes us what we are. We're not just a temporal being in this time zone. We have a soul. We have a portion of us, a seed atom that's eternal that comes from the Creator God. So I want you to understand that. Here I am to be not only your healer of your body, whether you've got hypertension and diabetes or glaucoma or retinitis pigmentosa, or you've got degenerative bone changes and osteoporosis, or you've got arthritis, in most cases, up to 400 protocols, I can provide you support that can help you either significantly reduce or completely eliminate drugs and unnatural therapies. For example, I just talked to a doctor friend of mine, and we now have all the research to show that you don't need a bypass or a stent for coronary artery disease. You need our nutriments, like cardiovascular, Omega Supreme Pro, Vascucare Carnitine, CoQ10 Supreme, CoQ10 Ubiquinol, and Magnesium Glycinate, Natokinase reduced blood viscosity, and cytokines, etc. Things to stop free radicals, Gamma E Plus to get rid of nitroproxy, Cell Detox Glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy, Singlet Oxygen, which is the ultrathiamin B1 fat-soluble thiamine, which, by the way, stopped a sudden infant death syndrome in Hong Kong when they went back to wild rice from prepared rice. And what you have to understand is we have science to back all of this, and we can do testing. Whether it's a cardiac induction test with Hispuddle studies, the Holter monitoring, overnight oximetry, I provide you the range of care in every area, and I do consults. So one of our ways is Tehran, which I'm working on a consult right now for a gentleman who had a stroke, to South Africa, to China, to Malaysia. So there's no limit to how far we can go, and I'll train any doctor anywhere at no cost. The only time I charge is to review the physical records, period. So I have doctors in the university there in Santiago, Chile, that I actually consult regularly with to help them to improve their ability to use integrative functional medicine, no matter what specialty. You're a general surgeon, plastic surgeon, pediatrician, obstetrician, a geriatrician, doesn't matter. A veterinarian, if you use my functional medicine approach to veterinary medicine, your animals are going to live much longer. Using things like epigenetic frequency therapy, and special minerals to remineralize them, looking at testing to look at the genetics of the animal to see what's going on. Remember, your doggies and cats age 7 times faster, and there's a specific physical reason. It's programmed into their genes and their epigenes. And so we can change that. And what I'm doing, and I talked to Dr. Ron Klatz recently, he'll have him back on a program. In fact, I may even try to see if I can get him on. Dr. Ron Klatz, Dr. Ron Klatz, he's the founder of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, and Dr. Ron is an amazing guy. He founded it over 25 years ago. It's 25 and a half years ago now. And when you look at that, you start to understand that our healthcare system is failing. In fact, even among the anti-aging specialists, and I saw one of his seminars he sent me, life extension. And in the panel of doctors, he said, each of these doctors is an expert on two molecules. I said, you need to be able to foresee the forest for the trees. What is disease? 95% of disease is simply aging of organs. And aging of organs is due to three things. Firstly, the first is a reduction in structural proteins and enzymes. The second is bioaccumulation of toxins and stealth pathogens. And the third is a drop in the redox state. The cells are anaerobic, and now that's what cancer is, an anaerobic state. Disease states of bioaccumulator are anaerobic. So one molecule of glucose, instead of generating 32 molecules of ATP, only generates two. These are all scientific things. They're not open to dispute or anybody's opinion. So I can provide help and training, whether you're a medical student, a resident, a surgeon of 10 years, a grandma who just wants to know how to take care of your child, or your husband is now sick with Alzheimer's disease. I can help you. With the help of the Most High God and the talents He's given me physically and spiritually to pray with you and provide technology and nutrimeds and technology to heal. Back in a moment.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
We have Dr. Truad here. He was on last week. It was wonderful to have you back. We talked briefly about the QRS system, which was developed by Dr. Fisher in Germany. And it's a good way. It's a low intensity, but very accurate frequencies to restore the redox potential of your cells and to literally scrub the electro pollution from your cells and tissues. Only so many minutes a day, I think 8 or 10 minutes, morning and night, will do the trick. We've also, because we collaborated on a lot of things. You sent me a ton of information that backed up the information regarding Linus Pauling and his theory that basically mineral deficiencies are one of the primary triggers for disease and aging. In fact, each disease has a fingerprint of mineral deficiencies. I'd extend it to amino acids. In fact, if I do an amino acid study on someone's blood, I can actually get Genova Labs to make a custom amino acid formula for each person. You're aware of that too, right?
Yep, absolutely. That's Dr. Bill.
Right. Now, the thing is, we have to understand that there's a physical world, and I like to expand this because you're a genius with many different hats. You're an ND, PhD, but you also work on the area of quantum biophysics. You also understand the spiritual side of this. In fact, I think you're involved very high up in your own spiritual section of your church. And one of the things that people ignore is the spiritual side of whether it's health or the disease of a nation in terms of its psychology or the fact that there's a dark side and a war in heaven going on right now between the dark side and the sons of light. And a lot of people don't see this. That's why they don't see things like, you know, MK Ultra Mind Control, which, by the way, this woman, Blasey Ford, shows all the signs of it. They don't see the idea of generational curses of the same, not only disease states, bad behavior and drug addiction, alcoholism, passed through generations. They don't see the fact that there's a firestorm of non-rational behavior on the part of Democrats and rhino Republicans and people who are just acting anti-American and anti-human. For example, even this one, Blasey Ford, her behavior doesn't say she's really concerned about other women who want to be able to come forward with immediate danger, whether they've been raped or attempted rape or whatever, with a proper forensic kit and police reports and so on. This has actually damaged their rights. It's also damaging the idea of a family, because if you can accuse a man of anything and he's guilty until proven innocent by Napoleonic justice, the same thing goes in healthcare. Our healthcare system is disgusting. I went into medicine, not because I wanted to. I went into medicine even though I was a little boy at 8 years old, having survived a near-death experience and dying and going to heaven and meeting Yeshua, Emmanuel. But people have to understand that I was an ex-Roman Catholic attacked by a priest in the vestment room, that I became a Christian later because I realized that people were coming to me that were Christians, were praying for me, and that I went through experiences, personal experiences with God. So people need to know God's not far away. He's near. You just have to act like he's going to respond to you. So you mentioned to me on the break something I found kind of disturbing, that one of these pastors you were interacting with said he didn't believe Satan or Lucifer exists. I mean, people have to understand this is where when you see evil parading as good, like this woman, Blasey Ford, and you can see already that her behavior is a damaged woman who's indwelt by demonic energies and memes or ideas that are not backed up by evidence. This is really bad, and it's a society that's literally hell-bent on suicide. No missile defenses, no control of borders, no control of our economy, and many religious groups saying they're tolerating of Islam, which is a demonic religion that actually wants, pretending it's a religion, that wants to destroy the rest of the world because they're kafirs or they're profane. People don't get this, do they?
No, they don't. It's really concerning me because, you know, you look back at the biblical history, Dr. Bill, you see that whether it's Canaanites, the days of Noah, people went after false gods. Baal literally means the possessor. Possessor of what? It's a fallen demon, fallen angel, who wants to possess the whole earth for himself, and that's the battle. It's a battle for possession of earth.
And by the way, all the rulers of the world and every nation on earth are in some form or other in a secret order, whether they're Chinese or Hindu or Buddhist or Muslim or so-called Christian or Catholic. There are secret orders, whether it's the Jesuit orders or the Muslim order or Himalayans, and they all believe in these demonic things that are all luciferic, don't they? For example, you take the 17th Rourke Rite of the Masonic Order of the Scottish Rite, which, by the way, Donald Trump had to take. It agrees that the name of God is Yabalon, Yahweh, the creator God of the universe, Baal, the possessor, and Osiris, the god of the underworld, which is basically another name for Lucifer, and his birth date is Christmas. People don't get this, do they?
They don't, and when you try and explain it to them, they just think you're some kind of and I've been called this so many times, it's getting old, a crazy conspiracy theorist.
Well, it's not a conspiracy, it's a reality, isn't it?
It's reality. I mean, it frustrates me when you have certain pastors, men of the cloth religion, who come out and they pass the plate around for donations because they're preaching a nice feel good thing out of the Bible, and then when you talk to them about the adversary, Satan / Baal, it doesn't exist. It's all we
make
Satan in our own time. Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's like, how can you say that and claim to believe in the Bible? I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't either. And in fact, I was looking at an academic program on our DirecTV. And it was obviously academia, whether it's Jewish academia or Christian academia, and they say all kinds of mushy things that they, hey, there was a lot of polytheism in Judaism right through the 5th century until Jeremiah rebuked them. I mean, people don't understand. The reason why they fell is because they broke a contract with God. If you do this and this and this, God says to the people, I will be with you and keep you in the land. If not, the land will spew you out. In fact, the years that they were spewed out of the land totaled up to the times when they didn't honor the Sabbath rest, leading in God only, not on Asherah poles and all the other foolishness.
Yeah. Yeah, I was, now, you know, it was interesting to go back in 2014 to certain places in the nation of Israel and be a part of an archaeological team. For instance, one of the biblical cities that's talked about in the book of Joshua, the city of Gezer. Well, the excavations done in Gezer showed very much what, and this was all the Canaanite cities. They were they were into ritual abuse of children and sacrificing children in one of the most bloodthirsty ways and burning them.
Right.
I mean,
well, if people have to understand, the way they burn them is on an owl's arms, outstretched arms, called the Owl of Moloch. And then people don't understand, if you actually look at the spring ceremonies, which come up next spring, they had the number of days of Baal, the possessor. And what they would do is they have 9 months earlier on a full moon, they'd have a Canaanite ceremony with apostate so-called Israelites and Jews. Because there are two groups, not one group, there are two houses. And they would have sex, and if they didn't have a baby, they'd have a proxy, which is a sweet bread to the Queen of Heaven. And they cook it in the oven, it smells like cardamom, etc. And these babies, shaped baby like cookies, if it wasn't a baby, would be in the outstretched arms of Moloch, which is the same as the 100-foot-tall owl at Bohemian Grove. They're doing the same thing. These are ancient druids. Whether it's George Bush or Bill Clinton, they're all just ancient druids, sacrificing to Moloch and sacrificing their human souls. In fact, George Bush Jr. and John Kerry, half-naked, masturbating in their coffins in the crypt, literally say a curse against their own soul to the goddess New and the destruction of their soul so they'll follow Satan here on earth. They do this in a crypt in 322, which is skull and bones. Isn't that wild?
Amen to that. I mean, it's just, I love Tex Mar's new book. He sent me a personal
copy. Yeah, I tried to get him back on, but he's retired from going on shows, but I'd love to have him back.
Yeah.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Right? Well, I have a very large can opener. I'm going to open up a couple of cans of worms. I'm not going to open it completely, but I'm going to open it partially. I consider you, Dr. Chu, not only a colleague on a professional level, but also a spiritual colleague. I consider you have a prophetic calling, an apostolic calling, to actually tell people the truth. But I also think that you and I and others are literally collective a voice that God is bringing to earth, the return of the years of Methuselah, which lived 1,000 years or longer than anybody else on earth. And the technology that I'm developing, I've got patents now pending now 4 months on my Red Deer Velvet DR, and I'm working on patents on advancing the technology, which I had been researching since the early 80s with a PhD electrical engineer and my background in quantum biophysics, because I was going to go to MIT nuclear physics in grade 11. I'm not an average person by any means. I'm not trying to blow my own horn, because I've fallen many times and actually done things that I had to repent, like King David. Okay, God said he's a man after my own heart. Not because he was not a sinner, but because he kept on returning to God. Even though in his latter life he had to suffer the fact of the consequences of his sin, didn't he? And seeing his own kingdom literally handed over to Solomon, and God said, I will rip the kingdom apart, not during your day, but during the days after Solomon. So, what people need to understand, that God is always with us. And I want to thank you for the things you've done for me, and also validate it, because it can't just be a monologue by one person. And I don't know what your role is in the end time, but we're approaching it quickly. And I'm going to say, in the spring, I repeated a prophecy from the prophecy of Joseph, that the last 7 years started with the 2017, with Donald Trump and his tax reform and his reform to try to return. The man is a high-level Scottish Rite Mason, but he's also a baby Christian. And we hope that we pray for his soul, because they have prayer in the White House now, that the man becomes a real Christian. I call him Trumpinocchio. I'm also praying that we get a back door so we have people like yourself that can talk to President Trump and his staff, not only for international policy, but spiritual policy on earth, because America has a duality of the daughter of Babylon as well as her daughter of Zion. I call Ephraim America, the 10 tribes of Israel, which are cast off by the Medo-Persians, were cast off. And people have to understand the Mosaic line wasn't Jewish. People always think of Moses as a Jew. He's not. He was an Israelite. And he was taken to Isfahan, northern Iran, and my ancestor descended 2,800 years ago, married the daughter of the king of the Medes, and took the name Naima, which is the Naomi tribe of the Medes, as the family name of the Mosaic line in the 24 family cycle. And I have a prophetic calling, but my ministry doesn't even start until the first day that the Jews started a blood sacrifice in the temple, which in my estimations, and it's only an estimation now, it's not prophetic, is about 3 years off. So 3 years from now, in the second term of Donald Trump, he is, from all his statements, going to sanctify the Jewish temple built in Jerusalem. And that is the abomination that desolates. So I see great things being done by the man that's good, economy and otherwise, and bringing spiritual freedom to America. But on the dark side, I see people around that are very bad globalists and are luciferically maneuvering them into positions that are bad. So I wonder if you have a comment on that, because I want people to understand Kavanaugh is a good man. But the problem is, does Kavanaugh have a true knowledge about what happened in 9/11 or the illegal wars in Afghanistan? Is he going to talk about those things? We raised this last week on the show, too, with John W. Spring. But you know, where do you see things going? I see America as like the so-called the descendant of Queen Elizabeth I. She wasn't a virgin queen. Her illegitimate son was Sir Francis Bacon, who wrote the Voynich documents. People need to know he was prophesied by these people, these high-level wizards of Britain, to become the new Atlantis, to become the rise of the new power on earth. And it is. There's no nation like America or ever has been, is there? So, are you still there? I don't think I can hear Dr. True. I hope we get him back. We dropped him. Let's get him back. So I want to hear True's opinion on some of these things. So I want to get that. And I think it's really important that people start considering these things so we can pray for Trump and all the good things he's doing. I'm a Trump supporter. But I want him to listen. Just like we should have a Samuel council, of like a high priest council, to talk to him and give him more truth than what he's receiving now. Because some of the things he's doing are really wonderful. And some things are very scary. So, Dr. True, you're back.
I am back. Yes, we just got lost there for a minute.
Well, anyway, I don't know what happened. We just dropped the line. I want to raise the issue that I think you have in apostolic prophetic calling. And I talked about some of the issues around Trump that are very good, but he's actually planning on sanctioning the temple in Jerusalem probably the first year of his second term. And if by prophetic warning of the seven fat years, which are going to be followed by seven lean years of Joseph, which is the ancestor of not only all the Ephraimic tribes, but also the line of Moses, I believe that God gave me this to say it, because people say, well, who do you think you are, Deagle? Well, I'm Dr. Deagle. I'm a functional medicine doctor. I'm a warthog for God because I got all my defects and all my past sins. But I try to walk with God because I won't want my brothers and sisters to be separated from God. And heaven doesn't start the moment you die. Heaven starts the day you hear and do God's will. Shema is the Hebrew word. And I want to say, Baruch atah Adonai Melech HaOlam. I want to put an ironic blessing on everybody. But God is raising up people like you and me and others, like, you know, Jonathan Gray and John W. Spring and other good Christians, Gary Richard Arnold, trying to speak truth to the people. And the people, by and large, are deaf, aren't they? And America is heading toward catastrophe. If we don't have a return of true belief and honor of the Most High God throughout our culture in Christianity, if we don't have a return of constitutional law and jurisprudence, if we don't have a return of dialogue with our potential enemies, Russia and China, we are going to suffer a thermonuclear, scalar, and biological war in the future. And I can see it coming. I can see it coming because we are becoming Babylon. That's what's happening right now. And I wonder if you have any comments about this, because there's great good being done by President Trump, but there's things that are very scary that parallel King Herod Agrippa, who actually built the first temple. And I can see this happening again, unfortunately, in our day. Do you?
Yeah, I see. You know, keep in mind that God uses evil men or men that are not really in his camp for his own purposes. He's that omniscient, omnipresent, all-knowing individual.
Right.
That knows the end from the beginning. So we just have to be, again, one with him, and like Matthew chapter 7 tells us, you know, we can say all we want, we can prophesy in his name, which the Greek word for prophesy just means to teach, right? To teach and testify in his name and do many marvelous miracles. Matthew 7:21 says, only those who know Jesus to the point where they will let God's will overcome their own personal will. Well, that's the only people that will be saved is those that understand Jesus to that level.
Right. Well, one of the things I want to say that's happening with Trump is step-by-step with 5G network, which, by the way, is to get started today in Sacramento and other cities like Los Angeles, that the mark of the beast is not a system you opt into. It's a system if you don't opt out of, you're going to be in. 5 to 7 years, the cell phones or companies are saying they're going to be able to hack bidirectionally into your consciousness. You won't need a computer screen or even audio phones in your ears. People don't understand what's coming is so horrendous, where the biology and genetics and the epigenetics, as well as literally the consciousness of the population, will be totally captured. And if you don't opt out of the system, you'll be in. And that, and see, people don't understand, you have to have a personal relationship with God today. You don't go to heaven. If you don't have a heavenly relationship where your God realizes he's watching every move you make and you're trying to do God's will every day, even if you screw up, God doesn't care if you screw up. He wants you to return and pray and keep on repenting to him. Repentance is not something you do once like Yom Kippur. It's something that's done every day, every moment of every thought, isn't it?
Yeah, the Greek word for repentance actually is the word metanoia, and it actually means to change your mind. I mean, have a change of mind. It doesn't mean going for a church leader and confessing all of your boo-boos. That's not what repentance is. Just becoming, your mind becoming one with the will of God Almighty, and that's true repentance. That's what it means.
Right, and what Jesus did when he offered his bodily sacrifice, which is called the Logos of the Father in the flesh, Yeshua, what he basically did is open up a way for grace to occur in mankind. But grace happens only when you have realized there's a relationship. You're constantly following a legal document of ownership by God. And it's a two-way street here. And if you don't understand that you need to honor every thought to God, you can't do good without doing God with an extra O, can you?
Nope.
And our society is lost. When I see this thing about the Senate hearing, when I see the open borders and Democrats calling for the end of ICE, when I see the craziness in immigration and Islam...
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Let's return to some health issues. We're on the front edge of actually. I talked to Dr. Ron Clapp, so I'm going to be on the show soon. And I write articles I send over there every week to the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, and we've got huge audience over there. And to be honest, these doctors are not seeing for the forest for the trees. I like the story. I like stories, just like any kid likes stories. As an adult, one of them was a story where I had a bunch of people blindfolded, brought into a room, and each of them was put in a chair, and then they were to feel the part of the animal they were feeling and describe what it was. And some people would say they felt a big hairy patch. And other people said they felt a long kind of thing, like a long snout. Others felt these really, really big legs. It's like, whoa, what is this? And others could hear the flapping and felt these giant ears. But they didn't. None of them described it as an elephant, did they? I mean, that's the problem with healthcare. Is, you know, what is a life form? What is aging? What is disease? And if you ask someone these questions and considers themselves a triple boarded specialist or double PhDs and whatever, they give you these kind of childish answers that it's like, this doesn't hold up to logic, does it?
Not at all. Not at all.
So when we look at things like Dr. Fisher's work on the QRS, what the most dangerous thing we're doing right now to our culture is we've demineralized our soil. If you look at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, we've demineralized it now, so 93% of the chromium, vanadium, and selenium, etc., are gone from our food, along with many other trace minerals. So we try to replace those with our minerals. In fact, you have Mother Earth minerals. I have the life support, nageless, and so on. In fact, some of the things we're doing is I'm collaborating to try to take some of the technology you've had and combine it to make some single minerals, because they're all single, right? And yours, ours are albion chelated, so they're another high absorption thing. But we want to replace the bionutrients. That's why we have our NutriMeds. And if you don't restore the redox potential of your cells, whether it's a light therapy like Lumen Photon or epigenetic frequency treatments with the Sonic Life, the nice thing about the QRS pads is you simply lay on them for 8 minutes or 10 minutes a day, twice a day, and they're going to raise your redox of your cells. They erase the electropollution that's destroying you, silencing your genes, raising your redox potential, so your cells are saying, hey, I can talk to my ion channels and turn on my DNA to start healing. People don't realize this is what's going on in their body, do they?
No, they don't. And when I had one of my most meaningful discussions with Dr. Pauling in the early 90s, was he told me about the danger of the wrong form of calcium. See, calcium, especially, you know, there's we see calcium in milk products, dairy products, etc. But he said that calcium has a real affinity for carbon. And when, of course, we have carbon all through our oxygen, our lungs breathe out carbon dioxide. We have carbon all through our body. We're a carbon life form, right? So he said the calcification issue is where the wrong type of calcium, which doesn't have the redox potential we were just mentioning, combines with the carbon, and it forms all kinds of blockages in your heart valves, your blood vessels. The elemental calcium is then extracted from your bones, so you get osteoporosis, you know, weakening
right.
Your bones.
Yeah, the best measure, for example, of brain deterioration is calcification of the choroid plexus in your ventricles.
Exactly.
And calcification of your coronary arteries and high-speed CT. I mean, before I even do a treadmill test or a cardiolite scan, I recommend you do a high-speed CT for 8 seconds. And if you got calcium in your arteries, man, you got plaque.
So what the primary reason why he developed with Dr. Fisher the quantum resonance system, the QRS system, was to basically give a harmonic frequency that they had identified that helps the body to dump that carbonated calcium. And he called it what's called a calcium cascade, Dr. Bill.
Yeah, it's called calmodulin A or B that regulates a lot of your enzymes that are regulated by calmodulin.
And he found that because when you start dumping through the calcium cascade, the number one thing he found was the macrophage that's in the bone marrow. The macrophage cells are activated and receive their optimum ability to do their job. And that is such a huge, huge part of the entire health story, what the macrophage can do or
right.
They can't do it, see?
Well, the dead macrophage is called a foam cell. You know that, right? And a foam cell is a nidus or a plaque. And the macrophage also is the primary thing that gets rid of stealth pathogens. And virtually every disease is a low redox or anaerobic state with low pH, with bioaccumulation of toxins and biological molecules. And the death of the macrophage or the inappropriate actions of the macrophage where it doesn't get rid of stealth pathogens either extracellularly or help eliminate them from the body is the basis. Most people don't realize stealth pathogens are almost in every disease. For example, my research has shown not only nanobacteria in your artery walls, but cytomegalovirus and Epstein-Barr virus are almost universal in anybody with vascular disease and hypertension. They've got stealth viruses and nanobacteria in their artery walls. It's not a simple thing, is it?
Well, it's I just want to say for the record, Dr. Bill, in recent years, Dr. Gonzalez and 14 or so other naturopathic researchers, they were eliminated. They were taken out because of their work on macrophage activating factor, okay?
You're talking about the MAF, you mean?
Yeah. They were all showing ways to activate the macrophage. Dr. Yamamoto's work is showing that is a huge link to cancer.
Oh, yeah. My good friend Dave is going through Dr. Jürgen Winkler in Carlsbad, and one of the things he's getting again this week is MAF, macrophage activation factor. If you don't have it, man, you're going to get cancer. Cancer is where the surveillance system doesn't work and your macrophages aren't ticking off these cells.
The number one thing the QRS pad does, the number one thing Dr. Pauling showed, combining with the calcium plus mineral that you put under the tongue sublingually, Dr. Bill, those two combinations, they've shown it activates the macrophage like nothing else.
Right.
So, wow. Can we make that claim legally? Well, the research papers absolutely show it.
Right. And the dead bodies show it, too. The dead bodies of our colleagues. Now, why are these colleagues dead and people like Dr. Truat and Dr. Diegelmeyer? Well, we had the hand of God protecting us, number one. That's most important. And number two, we're not exactly pushovers. So people need to understand.
I don't know about you, Dr. Bill, but I'm just like Forrest Gump. You know, I'm just dumb enough to be protected like Jacques Rousseau, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That's funny. And where's the things are going? I can tell with the combination of technology, signal plus substance equals life. What is life? Life is a dance between biophotons and your ion channels, isn't it?
It is. It's that electromagnetic.
That's the dance. The dance of life.
Yeah.
And I call the frequencies we're generating called the song of DNA. In fact, I'm working on with Brian of BZtronics to try to make an app so we can actually convert other music to the song of DNA keyboard, which I'm working out so you can actually have a musical instrument so musicians can, in the near future, play with my soon-to-be-patented DNA musical chord. They can actually play music in a new chord of DNA, which is like King David with the 432 musical chord, which they researched. Ancient musicians in India and King David, who used to play the harp for King Saul. Remember what David played for Saul? He was using a musical chord system which was given by God to them. Isn't that interesting?
Absolutely. That's exactly what I was shown both in a dream state as well as my research. I went back in Israel, actually found in an archaeological dig an ancient the time of David, actually, it was about that time frame, a flute made out of stone, perfect pentatonic five note 432 hertz scale.
And you can buy the app right now. You can go to Apple and just buy the 432 app. But we're gonna refine it a bit by making sure it goes right back to the atomic resonance of minerals and amino acids, which is the song of DNA. By the way, not just for all animal life, but all plant life. If you play the song of DNA in a greenhouse and you mineralize it with the proper minerals from the Dead Sea in one of the products that you developed, I'm hoping to make a new product for mineralizing food for plants that will allow us to actually have superfoods, because your mineral content determines the vitamin content, the color and taste of every food. If the minerals aren't present, again, what is a plant? A plant is taking carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, combining with minerals and water, and creating all of its substance of life inside it, including the life form for all living things, animals, etc. That's what it is. It's a condensation of the frequencies of life and carbon dioxide and minerals to create its structure. What is a tree? What's a tree? People say, well, what is a tree? A tree is a condensation of carbon dioxide and minerals and water to create its substance. That's amazing, isn't it? It shows the wonder of God and how God created us as literally living miracles.
We're fearfully and wonderfully made, Dr. Bill, no doubt about it.
Yeah, thank you for coming on, and I'm hoping that miracle will only bring life back to our nation, but life to the political process so it can become rational again. I think we need to exorcise the demons in our Senate, our government, and our House of Politics, and our media that need to become humane, rational, and connected to the Most High God. I see people like you and myself trying to do the best we can with all our defects to do the best we can to restore rationality, decency, and the connection that God is with us always. You don't go to heaven. If you don't serve God today, you weren't there and you're not going there. Heaven starts today, and only when your body drops away that hell becomes evident or separation from the Creator. Thank you, Dr. Tru. Coming up hour number three, you don't want to miss, with Deborah Tavares. Thank you again. An amazing discussion today. God bless you.
Say hi to Deborah.
I will.
It's been said, any society.
Nutramedical's New Tru Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm,
with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.